Chapter 38. Urging one's kith and kin to obey Allah and refrain from evils. Allah the Exalted says, "And enjoin Salat, the prayer, on your family, and be patient in offering them, i.e. the Salat." 20:132. O you who believe, ward off yourselves and your families against a fire, hell, whose fuel is men and stones. 66:6. 298. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, Al-Hasan bin Ali radiyallahu anhuma took one of the dates of the sadqa, charity, and put it in his mouth, whereupon the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, leave it, throw it away. Do you not know that we do not eat the sadqa, charity? Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith emphasizes the following points. 1. Sadqa is not lawful for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. His family here means Banu Hashim and Banu Abdul Muttalib. 2. Proper upbringing of children is extremely important. They must be prohibited by parents from such things which are indecent and unbecoming. 3. What is collected as sadaqah is a national trust. The houses and institution where it is collected and kept should take strict care of its proper utilization. It is the duty of the custodians of sadaqat that they protect them and give them to the deserving people. 299. Umar bin Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu reported, I was a boy under the care of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and my hand would wander about in the dish. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, mention Allah's name, i.e. say Bismillah before you start eating. Eat with your right hand and eat from what is near to you. I always follow this way of eating after this incident. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith brings the following points into focus. 1. Teaching good manners and morals to the children. 2. One must start his meals with Bismillah. Begin with the name of Allah and take his share of food from the side of the vessel in front of him. If all are eating from one vessel, if there are many varieties of fruit on the table, then one can choose freely. 3. If a child makes any mistake, he should be corrected right away because that proves more effective and is engraved in his mind and heart. 300. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, all of you are guardians and are responsible for your subjects. The ruler is a guardian and responsible for his subjects. The man is a guardian of his family. The woman is a guardian in her husband's house and responsible for her wards. A servant is guardian of his master's property and responsible for his ward. So all of you are guardians and are responsible for your subjects. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith ordains every individual in society, whether a ruler or ruled, or even a woman who leads her life within the four walls of her house, to perform one's duties within one's own sphere. 301. Amr bin Shuayb reported on his father's authority that his grandfather, radiyallahu anhu, said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, command your children to perform salat, prayer, when they are 7 years old, and beat them for not offering it when they are 10, and do not let boys and girls sleep together. Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith highlights the following points. 1. The importance of the prescribed 5 daily salat, prayers. 2. When warranted by the situation, it is permissible to beat children for their proper upbringing and education. But this should not be in any case violent and aggressive. It should rather be done in a manner that the child does not suffer any physical injury and receives the right type of training. It is an absurd theory that children should be given a free hand and leave alone the corporal punishment. They should not even be rebuked on doing something wrong. Suitable punishment is essential for their proper training and education. 3. Muslim jurists have written that, like salat, other injunctions of the Sharia should also be instilled in the minds of children. And if possible, they should also be given practical training for their performance. For instance, they should be made to observe psalm, fast, occasionally, in accordance with their age and capacity during the month of Ramadan, so that the importance of obligation of fasting is impressed on their minds in an early age. This exercise will prove very fruitful when they attain maturity. They will then be conscious that for a Muslim, fasting in the month of Ramadan is compulsory, like the 5 daily salat. 4. A child generally does not attain maturity at the age of 10 years, but nevertheless, he does acquire some senses. It is therefore necessary that rather than putting children in one bed, they are provided separate beds once they reach the age of 10, especially children of the opposite sex. 302. Sabra bin Mabad al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Teach a boy salat, the prayer, when he attains the age of 7 years, and punish him if he does not offer it at 10. Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi. The narration in Abu Dawud is, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Order a boy to perform salat, the prayer, when he is 7 years old." Commentary. Obviously, only such teachers and parents can persuade the children to perform salat who are themselves very strict about it. In the early period of Islam, one could not even think of a Muslim who ignored it. It is very unfortunate indeed that in the present-day Muslim societies, a large majority of Muslims are careless about this fundamental religious duty. In such a state of affairs, who would instruct and persuade them to perform this religious obligation of the first order?